We did an automatic approach out there and the glide slope captured and we're going down. And Dave said, Thurman, I don't see nothing. We're in the clouds. I said, don't worry about it, Dave. It's right down there. The instruments say it's down there. The GPS, he said, yeah, I know the GPS says it's down there, but I can't see nothing but clouds. I said, don't get excited. It's down there. We keep going. He's looking. All of a sudden, we get about three. He said, you're just at 300 feet above the ground, according to the altimeter. And he said, there it is, Thurman. There's a runway right straight in front of you. He was really excited to see the ground. He wanted to see that ground because you couldn't see it. You know, we were flying by faith. Now, that's what we have to do with our life, isn't it? And we fly by faith according to what's written in this book. And when we trust this book and fly by faith, it always works out good. But you know, a lot of us have not done that. We've flown by blind eyes. We didn't read the scripture. We're believing maybe what somebody else told us. And they say it's okay to do this or okay to do that. Well, now, where do you get that? Well, my grandmother told me that. Well, grandmother might have been wrong. You need to go to the Word and check it out for yourself. Well, grandmother might have been wrong. Just like in the church I was raised up in, nobody ever even talked about healing or demons. But I saw them in the Word. And when I confronted them and asked them about it, no, Thurman, you know, these demons, we don't talk about them. The devil, you know, that's maybe he's down in Africa or somewhere, you know. But to cast out demons, no, that's not something we do. Or how about praying for the sick, for them to be healed? No, that died off with the apostles. So now then I'm going to search the scripture and find out if I can find that. Because they can't tell me where it's at. And then I found out they couldn't tell me where it was. I found out that's something somebody had told them. That's kind of like somebody told me the other day. I think it was at Yeshua. I don't know who it was. But somebody, they were cooking something. And they said that the roast was trimmed on all four sides and then put in a pan. Maybe it's Sharon. I don't know who it was. Somebody, one of these girls told me this. And somebody came along and said, why do you cut off all that good meat? She said, well, I really don't know. I mean, my mother did it that way. Mom always cut off the sides, you know, and the ends. Well, let's go talk to Mama. Went to Mama, why did you do that? I said, well, I don't know. My mother, grandmother, she did that. So grandmother was still alive. So I went to grandma and said, Grandma, why did you always cut the ends off of those big roasts? Oh, she said, because my pan was too little and they wouldn't fit in there. Think how much meat those families had wasted or cooked in another pot. You know, because they didn't believe they didn't know why they were doing what they were doing. Are we creatures of habit? Yeah, we see grandmother do something, it's got to be right, right? You know, or especially if great grandmother did it, you don't ask any question. You know she's the most knowledgeable person around. You have no idea why grandmother does what she did. Well, grandma did it because somebody else did it. Well, you need to ask questions. And who do you need to ask? God. You need to ask for wisdom. Then he says there, he was there when he established, he was there when he set the clouds above, when he established the deep fountains of the earth, I was there when he set the limits of the seas. I was there. Who was there? Wisdom. Has he been around a while? Do you think we can trust him? Oh, yeah. He's been there. He was with the Lord. But all these things. And he says, just think. This is the picture I see. God made this magnificent spirit called wisdom. And then he says, how would you do this? He put all knowledge in him. He said, we're going to build a universe. How would you do this? And wisdom said, this is the way we would do it. Because God put in the spirit of wisdom all truth and all knowledge. Is that what he said? So if you ask him how to do something, is he ever going to be wrong? No, never. He said he wasn't. There ain't nothing in him but truth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. He knew how that happened. And when he marked off the earth's foundations. Wow. Have I marked off some foundations for some buildings in my life? Have you marked off some foundations for some buildings in your life? But we ain't never thought about doing one building to lay the earth on it, have we? No. We don't have that kind of wisdom, do we? But wisdom had that kind of understanding. And he was there when he marked off the earth's foundations. I was the architect at his side. I've seen some pretty good architects, haven't you? But I ain't never seen one like this one. He was the architect at God's side to build and design the earth and the cosmos. That's a little beyond my ability to grasp. Isn't it yours? What I'm trying to show you today, that we have a source for all this knowledge, all this wisdom, all this understanding, and it's the Spirit of wisdom. And He is willing to help us if we will ask. I mean, I asked for wisdom. I mean, I read that scripture in James chapter 1, verse 5, when I was a young man. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. Of course, after I got the revelation of God, what wisdom was, I mean, I never went on a job. I never went to do anything. I never went to build or design any piece of equipment. Nothing, except I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I got to have wisdom how to build this. I got to have wisdom how to design this. I got to have wisdom how to fly this airplane. I got to have wisdom, and I know you'll give it to me. I got to know how to fix this car. Anything. And He has given me the wisdom. I have never in my life undertaken anything, any project, I don't care what it is, build, fix, repair, fly, anything that I've asked God. He hadn't given me supernatural abilities to come out on top and be almost number one in my class of everything I've ever decided to do. Where did I get that? From God. Did He tell me to ask for it? Would He give it to me? Was that available to all? Did He say? Then why don't we all ask Him? Why don't we go through life trying to do things and never ask God? He's the one who knows how to do it. I was the architect at His side. I was His constant delight, rejoicing always in His presence. He's always in the presence of God the Father. And how happy I was with what He created. Why do you think He was so happy with what God created? Because He asked wisdom how to do it. And then He did it. You know, it used to really make me happy whenever one of the core VPs would come down and say, Thurman, we got a massive project over here. Sit down with me and explain to me how you would do this. I said, Lord, I got to have understanding and knowledge now how to do this. We would sit down, and maybe a half a day or 2 days later or a week later or whatever, we'd come up with a plan. And he said, this is awesome. We'll build it. And then we would build it, and it would work out perfect to meet the company's needs exactly right every time with a budget that they was below what they thought they could build it for. Where did I get that knowledge? Where did I get that wisdom? From God. It made it what we were doing. I never did anything without asking the King. And I never hesitated to ask in their presence. I said, just a minute, I got to ask God how to do that. And I used to have one VP, the executive VP. He said, Thurman, you ask God about everything? I said, yes. Yes. And that's how I done all those magnificent things for them. I didn't do it. But God did it through me. Now, He's no respecter of persons in this wisdom. Who did He say in this chapter this wisdom is available to? All? All you got to do is ask. Ask in faith. Is that right, Tom? That's what's available to you, isn't it? Sure. It's available to everybody. I was happy with what He created, His wide world and all the human family. You mean wisdom was even there when God made us? He says He was. I wonder how much input wisdom had into the design of this human body. Ty could explain that to us a whole lot better. But I've got a feeling wisdom was really working on this thing, don't you? Now, the things that we don't understand, that, of course, Ty has been able to enlighten me to a degree on these things, is when you get angry, there's things in your body that produce things that destroy other parts in your body. I didn't know that. You know, you might before say, well, I don't mind getting mad at somebody. But when you find out it's killing something, your liver, your kidneys, or whatever is killing, you think, hey, I guess I better not do that. I don't want to kill my body. But all that was put in by wisdom when God created you. That's the way we've been forever. But I didn't know that. Isn't that amazing? Now, what happens if you walk in love? Ooh, everything in your body works perfect. Isn't that amazing? Everything works perfect when you walk in love, right, Ty? Yeah. Your body just, isn't it amazing that God knew all these things from the beginning and He made all this and put it all in there. And there's no respect to person. It makes no difference who you are, male, female, big, little, young or old. The principles all work the same for every human being made. You walk in God's kind of love? I'm telling you, if you walk in the God kind of love, you can literally walk through this earth and not have sick days. But you got to obey Him. I mean, 100%. You have to obey. Now, sometimes we think we're obeying. We're not. We are so far out there in left field. We think we're okay. A lot of people, just like that lady that got healed here a while back, when I told her she was sinning and she had to deal with a sin issue before she could get healed, and she just blatantly said, I am not living in adultery. I'm not committing murder. I'm not lying, Thurman. I'm not doing none of those things. I'm living in no sin. I told her there's a whole lot of things that sin besides those things. I told her to go to God and ask her. Ask Him. He'd tell her. So He told her her bitterness and her strife at work was what was making her sick. That's a sin? Yeah, sure it is. It says it is. So when she repented and got rid of all that, she got healed. Isn't that amazing? Diabetes with big old toes that big. Normal today. Isn't that amazing? Who would have ever dreamed that a little bit of strife and could cause those kind of problems in your body? But if you ask God, He'll show you. Ask for wisdom. It said, and so my children, listen to me. I think that's a very good statement. So my children, listen to me, wisdom, for happy are all who follow my ways. You think it pays good dividends to follow God's ways? I know it does. Listen to my counsel and be wise. Don't ignore me. It's real easy. You know, sometimes mom or dad will tell you to do something. You say, they're just an old fogey. They don't know what they're talking about.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.